Hello and welcome to episode 3. I'm Larry Vanderspiegel, no relation. So I was planning on having other guests on my podcast, but they are all idiots compared to Mr. Carl Sagan. So back by popular demand is my best friend, the one and only Carl Sagan. No relation. So how's your week been, Carl?
Thanks, Larry. Well, I have been practicing in the mirror to not sound like Kermit the Frog, but I just can't do it.
Some websites I've recently visited all seem to be suggesting that the Earth is about to go through a split or mitosis, becoming two parallel realities, two separate versions of Earth, and that we're already seeing this split happening. America and the world seem very polarized at the moment, left versus right. They suggest this the start of an evolutionary step that humans are currently going through. What are your thoughts on this, Carl?
I think humanity is long overdue the next evolutionary step, so seems likely to happen soon. We are certainly seeing this mitosis or splitting of humanity into two parts. As we discussed in episode 1, there are people who think the orange man is a really neat guy and the return of Jesus Christ. And the other half think that he is a fuckwit antichrist that wants to start World War III. Both sides will not back down from their viewpoint. The two halves of a cell splitting does not change its mind once the process has started, and we seem to be witnessing that.
The blog posts I've read actually suggest real stuff, like from each side's perspective, people will just seem to disappear into thin air. All the people who like greed spread hate, focus on the self and competing with each other and acting like dicks to each other on one version of Earth. And people who help each other and focus on the whole of humanity thriving on another Earth. A sort of Star Trek society, a new Earth, a new humanity.
Of course, quantum theory suggests that there are countless versions of Earth all on different frequencies. Each person is constantly changing their frequency. They can be at low frequencies, being angry, spreading hate and division, and acting like dicks and assholes to each other. Or they can tune their frequency up higher by focusing on oneness, bringing people together for a common endeavor.
Exactly. I think the Earth is currently being plowed. In an agricultural way, the corruption, hate, greed was all beneath the surface. But now the land is being plowed. It's exposing all the corruption, hate, and greed that was already there, but no one could see it. So the positive spin is that the world isn't becoming a worse place. The dark corruption has been there all along, but now we're beginning to see it. Which is a good thing, because it means we can deal with it and move into a brighter future without the fuckwits running the show. I'm Larry with guest Carl, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.